Live at 5 Sports with Todd and Suhan, brought to you by Prairie's Edge Casino Resort. So, Jim, 7-13 to 17-13 for the Twins. 10-game win streak. They rally again last night. They get a lot of clutch late hitting, scoring a lot. Most of their runs the seventh inning or later. Bailey Ober, a solid, if unspectacular, start. Another win.
Yeah, and we've kind of seen a formula here. The starting pitcher does enough. Mm-hmm. They haven't had dominant starting pitcher but pitching, but they've done enough to keep them in games. Bullpen has been excellent, even before Duran came back. And then they've just gotten much better in the last 10 games at situational hitting, which has allowed them to hit well in situations late in games where they desperately need to score a run. They've had a lot of comeback wins. They've had a lot of clutch hits. Kepler's come alive. I think Ryan Jeffers is turning into a star right in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
You know, really, if you look at cumulative stats and put away contracts and reputations and talent and emotion and all those other things, you could argue Ryan Jeffers has been their best player since the beginning of last year.
Yeah, he catches and now has been DHing and so forth. You know, that's a change this year. I don't remember that he DH'd that much last year.
He didn't. Last year they really thought of it as a two-catcher situation. Vasquez played a little bit more early in the year. Jeffers won the job, but even winning the job as a starting catcher means you're going to play 60% of the time, not 90% of the time, like other position players.
Yep.
And, you know, they had hoped, and Vasquez is a good defender, and they kind of hoped Vasquez would come around, you know, at some point last year. You know, really, mid-season All-Star break, post-All-Star break, Rocco basically said, okay, I'm going to stop giving it best to people unless they earn it. If you can't hit a lefty or you can't hit a righty, then you're not going to play against those guys. I'm just going to do everything I can every day to put the strongest starting lineup I can out there. And that meant that Jeffers got most of the playing time. This year, Jeffers is one of the best players, one of the best hitters. So he's willing to do what some managers, you know, feel very nervous about, which is have both of his catchers in the starting lineup.
Yeah, and you know, it's certainly worked out. I read Aaron Gleiman's column in The Athletic this morning, and he said that Jeffers has the highest OPS for catchers if you start from the beginning of last year to right now. So, boy, he really is raising his game.
Yeah, hits for power, hits in the clutch, really good guy, very popular teammate, works well with pitchers. Good defender, maybe not a great defender, but good enough defender, especially if he's going to hit like this.
Yeah.
And this is a team that, you know, Royce Lewis hurt, Correa was out, now Buxton's hurt. We don't know how serious that is. And, you know, one of the keys for this team is being able to punish left-handed pitching. And with all those right-handed bats out, they have, you know, they need Jeffers to swing the way he's swinging right now.
No doubt. So you mentioned Buxton. He limped off the field last night, you know, when it's that troublesome knee that he's had the tendonitis in and so forth.
Yep. Don't know how serious it is. He's probably undergoing tests as we speak. We might not get any actual news until Rocco talks tomorrow afternoon. Maybe something will leak out. Maybe we just have to talk to him tomorrow. But obviously not good. I don't want to overreact sometimes because, you know, sometimes Byron reacts to an injury and it's because it's really serious. Sometimes he reacts to an injury because he's so paranoid about injuries. I don't know which this is right now.
Yeah, and I forget who it was I read that I think it was Dane Moore. He said he thought Buxton actually kind of started to feel that the day before when he went from first to third and was kind of slow getting up at third base. So he probably tried to play with it even though he felt a little something, and then it got a little more intense maybe.
Yeah, and he's just in a no-win situation. He desperately wants to play. He thought he'd be good all season. And if he comes out every time he feels something, then he feels like he's letting his team down. If he tries to play with something and worsens it, then he is letting his team down.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw one of Royce's tweets yesterday. If you're criticizing Buxton for being hurt, you're an idiot. And that's true. He can't help it. I mean, this guy, probably nobody works harder than Buxton to try and be ready to play. It's just physiology has worked against him.
Yeah. And, you know, if you really want to criticize Buxton, I think the only logical area to do it in is to say that, okay, when, you know, he has a track guy he works with, you know, he's usually spends his summers in Baxley, Georgia, working with his track guy. I do wonder if he would have been better off at some point in his career saying, okay, I'm not going to try to be the fastest player in the major leagues. I have value to this team as a, when I'm on the field and when I'm hitting home runs and when I'm playing a very good to great center field, And I'm more valuable playing a, you know, I'm more valuable a step slow and staying healthy than I am at maximum speed and being brittle. I do wonder at some point in his off season he could have found something, a better way to work on that knee. I think they thought they finally found that this off season, and he has been generally healthy this season. But I always thought it was weird that it always bugged me that he was working with somebody outside the organization on pure foot speed, which is not the most important part of his game.
No, that's right. I didn't know that part of it. Certainly thanks for the enlightening us there. So Twins off today and host Boston. How much of the 10-game win streak was a product of their opponent? A little bit, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can say two things about that. They probably don't go on a 10-game winning streak if they're playing the Dodgers and the Orioles and the Yankees.
Like they were, yeah.
But they also, I mean, longest winning streak since 2008. So they've played bad teams many times since 2008 and never put together a 10-game winning streak.
Right.
They also, in the history of the franchise, had never gone on a road trip that lasted six or more games and come home from that road trip without a loss on that road trip. So once you get to a certain point, you're making history, then, of course, the quality of the opponents matters. But I think it becomes diminished by the sheer achievement of winning all these games, which is hard to do at any level of baseball against any competition.
Boy, that's for sure. 10-game win streak is a 10-game win streak. Doesn't matter if you're playing AAA teams every game. And yet, fourth in the Central Division. So I realize we're only a month in, but it really does feel like the Central Division has really improved.
It does. I do think that what you frequently see from younger teams is they come into the season with all kinds of energy and enthusiasm, and they don't know what they don't know, and they just go out and play, and they win games. It's always interesting to see how the younger teams that are having unexpected success deal with being somewhere near the lead in May and June, when all of a sudden people start paying attention, and people start talking to them about, you know, the race. It can cloud their heads. So I think Cleveland is pretty battle-tested. Mm-hmm. I think they're playing above their heads right now, but it is a good organization. They are used to winning. They do have talent. They do have pitching. The Royals and the Tigers, I just don't know what they are yet.
Yeah. The cliche in baseball is June and swoon. They used to talk about that with the Cubs a lot, but sometimes that affects other teams as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, the old cliche, the Billy Bean cliche, which is true, is, you know, good teams tend to spend the first 2 months of the year figuring out what they have, second 2 months of the year fixing what's wrong, and the last 2 months of the year going for it. And, man, did that play out last year with the Twins.
Yeah.
You know, and I still think the high end for this team is when they have Royce Lewis in the lineup. But if they can, to me, if they can, the key for me in this race, of course you'd love it if they just kept on winning and ran away with it. That's great.
Yep.
I would be happy with that. But I think the key for this team is to be good enough that when you get to July, when you get to the trading deadline, you're in position and you're playing well enough that the Polads are willing to okay an expenditure if you want to go out and add a starting pitcher or a key player. I think that's the key, because this, just like last year, this team blew everybody out of the water once they kind of had everything set up late July and August. If they can get to July in contention with the Polads feeling good about them, then I think they could be set up for another really good second half.
Have you heard anything on Royce Lewis? Is he coming back anytime soon, or still no timetable?
I think the more we talk to people about it, Lavelle did give us an update on a recent Chin Music podcast with kind of some behind-the-scenes information that it dovetails with what I've heard. I think we're looking more midsummer than – I don't think May's realistic anymore. I think we're looking at June or July.
Oh, boy, June or July. What a injury. And, you know, watching the play happen, it didn't necessarily seem that significant, but, boy, it sure was.
Yes. And, you know, it's a torn quad, and those generally take a lot of time.
Yeah.
And, again, we're talking about somebody who has to not just be healthy, he has to be healthy and has to have his bat speed up to major league standards. So you're talking about fully rehabbing, then starting to play in the minor leagues and getting to a point in the minor leagues where you know he's ready for the major leagues. It's quite a process.
Yeah. Jim, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Live at 5 Sports at Todd and Suhan, brought to you by Prairie's Edge Casino Resort.